Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly and the group singing If We're Honest, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Permanent Change, from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
We like the turkey on the table and the mashed potatoes and the sweet potatoes and the green beans and the pumpkin pie and the gravy and the hot rolls and what? cranberry sauce. Oh, Lord, you can't eat the turkey without the cranberry sauce. It is the crowning touch. Lord, have mercy. Anybody got a... Huh? Oh, the stuffing. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Amen. And don't forget the macaroni and cheese. My Lord, let's have a benediction and go eat. Amen. Not quite yet. Green beans. I mean, Lord mercy. Y'all going to go... Man, I got to go get some country cooking at lunchtime. Amen. But anyway, I'm talking about that type of food, not the restaurant. But anyway, you know, that's all well and good in this place. So don't think today, well, the preacher's a stick in the mud. No, he's not, because he enjoys all that good stuff too. And I may need an expansion joint on my suit. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, don't try to lose weight during Christmas and Thanksgiving. It just don't work. Don't even fool yourself. I mean, you're walking around with a candy bar in one hand and a Diet Coke in the other. Really? Really? I mean, are you really fooling yourself? Amen. You really think that's working? No, I don't think so. But the fact is, Thanksgiving is just not about the food and the festive occasion of the season of the year. Thanksgiving is about giving thanks unto God. And I want to encourage you today to give thanks unto the Lord, because He's deserving of our thanks in all things. You got a lot to thank Him for, don't you? We could go in and out of these pews this morning and let you tell us what you have to be thankful for. And we could spend quite a bit of time here today just thinking and speaking those things that we're thankful for. But listen, thank God for your salvation. Thank God for His presence. Thank God for your family. Thank God. Amen. Aren't you glad for your family today? Amen. Aren't you glad that you are part of the greatest family, the family of God? Amen. So today we have a lot to rejoice in today. So when I had no joy, it was Him that surrounded me with the fullness today of His grace. And the fact that He delivered me and He changed my life. Now I have, and within each of you today and within myself, as a child of the King, how many Christians in the room shout amen? Listen, because of that fact today, you have the fullness of joy within you right now. Well, my joy is kind of down. It's because you've chosen to let it be down. It's because you've chosen to rejoice not. It's because you've chosen to look at the things that are going on, excuse me, in your life and let them depress you rather than looking to the God who will bring you through those things. Amen. I can rejoice because when I was weak and I needed the strength that only He could provide, it was God who held me in the grip of His hand. And thank God, I'm glad He declared today that I would not be in a position of being powerless, but He said I would receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost would come upon me. That's the process of salvation. It was God's hand that fashioned creation. I mean, today, what we see today, it's God's hand that fashioned this. Those birds that you heard singing and the sun that you saw come up this morning, God orchestrated that. And God is the God. We are not the results of an explosion or any other far out crazy things that people have come up with scientifically speaking. We today have been fearfully and wonderfully made by the God of creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And today, if you got a problem with the book, let me tell you what, then you probably don't know the author. Amen. It's God's hand that formed man in the image that He gave us, and that we today have been given the very breath. God breathed on each of us the very breath of life that we have. And at the same time, it's the same God that holds us today, that has secured us, that has purchased our redemption. When I needed comfort, He said, I won't leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. When I was lost and I was seeking for hope today, God sent the precious Word today. And listen, it loosed the chains through the blood of His Son today. Every chain of sin has been loosed and we've been set free in the name of Jesus Christ today. And you know, because of that, we now have the hope of glory that we are the children of the Most High God. He is called El Shaddai. He is called many names. He is the all-sufficient God. For He's just not enough, but my God is more than enough. Amen. It's God today that offered mercy when we deserve justice. We deserve to die in our sin. We deserve to go to hell. But I'm glad that Jesus went down and took full authority of the keys of death and hell. And I'm glad today He holds that authority. He won our victory. He kicked the gates of hell off. And thank God we don't have to go there, amen, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. He offered mercy for His mercy anew every morning, as Jeremiah said in Lamentations. Great is His faithfulness. Hallelujah. When I needed a Savior, it was Him that came to me. In His coming, you know what He did? He redeemed me. In His coming, not only did He redeem me, but He pardoned me. And not only did He do that, but He lifted me. And He changed me. And He made me His child. I'm glad today there are no orphans in the family of God. When God brings you in, He doesn't kick you out. And you cannot remove yourself. If you can believe today that you can lose your salvation, then you have just taken your authority in the flesh, and today you've tried to overrule the authority of God, who possesses all power, all authority in heaven and in earth. You don't have that authority. He has the authority to deliver you and save you and set you free. Stop wrestling with it. Stop listening to what all these theological nuts are saying today about the losing of salvation, when God has anchored you today in the security of what Christ has purchased for you. You're spending your time chasing things today that the world, the flesh, and the devil are trying to allure you into, when you today are not receiving this gift that God gave you. It's a gift that has been given, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, hallelujah, I'm glad I'm a whosoever, and I'm glad I believed in Him, and I'm glad I'm eternally and fixed and saved through the blood of Jesus Christ today, amen. I don't believe any other way. And I believe any other way is contrary to the Word of God, and therefore it's heresy. Amen. He's pretty strong with that, preacher. Yes, I am. Because I know, as Paul said, in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. You know, who is here today that can rejoice in the salvation of the Lord? Say amen. Amen. Who is here today that can declare, as Paul did, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For in Jesus I am stained with His blood." When the devil sees you, he doesn't see you. As a child of God, he sees the blood stain of Jesus on your life. Amen. Because it's through the blood of Jesus today that we have been wonderfully and awesomely bought and purchased and redeemed. Let's go to the pages of God's Word. Romans chapter 8, 31 through 39. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Now listen to this parade of things that Paul gives us here, and there's not a thing in this world that can separate us from the love of God. He says, shall tribulation, or distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? And as it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Persuaded means convinced with no degree of variance.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.